Hey, and welcome to the That's Interesting podcast. We're happy to be here, and I'm Bill.
And I'm Brian.
And, yeah, we're going to jump right into the week. So, Brian, you were out this week into the Hewitt-Trussville High School for a little while. So how'd that go?
It was good. I always enjoy going and talking to the students there in their biomed class and getting to... There's a lot of people. I didn't know what chiropractic was all about, so it's always a good time to get to explain to them the more detailed version of what chiropractic is, other than, well, my back hurts, I get popped, it feels better. That's right. Most people. And then, you know, just kind of go through letting them know what it's about, if that's a career path that they might want to do, and... Yeah, hopefully. I think it's a great field for people to be in, and you get to see a lot of people get well, so I like it.
Yeah, cool. I'm going in a couple weeks.
Yes.
I think on the 10th.
Yeah.
Just talk about PT and the pathway to PT school and what that's all about. So
yeah, the coach actually, when I walked in, he was like, I thought... your brother was coming today, because we do look a lot alike. For those of you who have not seen us in person, we look a lot alike, and so everybody kind of gets us confused, or a lot of people do. And so he thought you were coming, but he was like, not a big deal, you're coming today, he's coming next time.
Yep. So. Yep. Yeah, it's good to get in there and influence those young minds, because I can tell you, when I'm out in the world doing interviews nowadays, it's interesting sometimes.
Yeah.
Just to, you schedule maybe 5 interviews and 2 of them show up.
Wow. Yeah.
Without a call or anything else from the others. And
yeah.
It's kind of a weird world. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I'll say the interesting thing that I notice, which you'll see in a couple of weeks when you go, is I used to go every year for a few years. I went every year, and it was probably a distribution of 40% male, 60% female, pretty much every year. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been in 2 or 3 years. And this year when I went, it was maybe 10%, maybe at most 20, but I'm pretty sure it was around 10% male. Mm-hmm. And that it's just interesting. It'll be interesting to see how that affects our fields of healthcare in the years to come.
I mean, PT is still a predominantly female profession, number one. But even looking at, like, the top 10 at Hewitt-Trussville High School, I mean, there were maybe 2 guys.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 at the most. So 70 to 80%. And that's not a slight to women,
right, in any way,
that because they're performing and doing great things. It does make you wonder what we're doing with our boys as far as academics goes, and I don't know. I think we've got to get some emphasis back on academics for our boys.
Right. Well, and you just wonder. I mean, this is a different generation with technology and stuff, and. Mm. I don't know. It'll be interesting. And again, like you said, this has nothing to do with the slight against women that they can't do it. That's not it at all. It's just, that's a drastic shift. And anytime you see a major shift in any field for anything, you kind of have to go, hey, how is this going to...
What's the later impact going to be?
It'll be interesting to see.
For sure. Yeah. Even thinking about the people who do show up for interviews, I learned a hard lesson back a few years ago when I interviewed and hired someone, and it really wasn't working out early on. And one of my other manager friends, we were talking, and they were like, did you look at the person's social media at all beforehand?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, no, I didn't.
I remember that one, actually, now that you're saying about
So, you go back and check the social media, and, maybe this explains a little bit of why this person is is not doing well at work also. Yeah. So, just a little advice for new managers out there. If you're doing hiring,
yeah,
should probably just always check the social media, do a little Facebook stalk or whatever.
Yeah. And that is a good lesson for you younger people that are looking for jobs.
Yeah.
Hey.
Be aware.
Yeah. Everything is out there. Yes. And it can and will be found.
Yeah. Be aware of what you post.
Yeah.
And if you're a teacher, for goodness sakes, don't create an OnlyFans
for
account.
For real. How many times does that have to happen?
I mean, I guess it's, you know, it gives you some clue of like, maybe teacher, we aren't paying them enough.
Yeah, something. I don't know.
I don't know. But that seems to be a trend. It's like every week you read a news story about a teacher who had to quit their job because their OnlyFans account was found out. Like, I mean, I get you're trying to keep up with the modern standard of living or what, but probably not the way to do it.
Right.
You kind of ruined any actual legitimate career that you could have.
Yeah.
And you're going to get old.
Right. So, you better hope you make a ton of money.
And invest properly at that point.
Maybe think about repenting at some point before something happens that you don't know when it's going to happen.
Right. Now, let's move on.
Yeah.
So this past week, we had a kind of a lot of things going on. This whole Israel and Hezbollah and Hamas and
there might be some people that don't know what happened. So.
So this past week, in kind of the conflict with Hezbollah, which is funded by Iran, the Israeli Secret Service basically somehow got hold of
they are not taking responsibility, just to make that clear.
There you go. We are not saying that they have taken
right,
but some pagers were modified that the Hezbollah leadership were using,
which you may think pagers, like, isn't that like 1980s? Yeah, that's how they communicate now, though.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they use that technology to communicate.
Lower tech technology. Yes. And so these pagers were rigged, essentially, somehow. We don't know. But at basically the same moment, they all exploded and injured. It was in the thousands.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was over 1,000 pagers that exploded.
Yeah, so killed some high-end operatives for Hezbollah, and so it just makes you wonder, like, the tech that's out there. Yeah. And then they had another attack with other types of electronics.
Day two was walkie-talkies and car batteries and motorcycle batteries and cell phones and nearly every electronic device.
And pretty wild. It makes you wonder what we're carrying around that could be used for malicious intent. Yeah. And I don't know, did they modify the actual physical technology of that individual thing? Or was this, in talking with Josh, our Gen Z tech guy
guru
apparently there's codes on an Apple device that you can send and just lock up an Apple device, if a code can do that,
they can overclock it, I guess, or something, to make the battery just overheat rapidly and cause an explosion. Because I think the pagers, the general consensus is apparently Hezbollah just got the pagers 2 months ago, a whole new shipment.
Yeah.
And so they believe that was rigged, like they were actually tampered with physically.
Yeah.
The rest of the devices, with it being car batteries and everything, just random stuff.
Yeah.
Benjamin Netanyahu gave a speech, I just saw it before I came over here, in like 2017, where he said, every electronic device can be hacked. Mm. And so was he kind of putting that out there then in 2017 going, hey, there's technology. I don't know. It's just things are getting ramped up. And if you haven't seen some of the explosions that have taken place.
I mean, the type of weapons really that they have been fine-tuning for war nowadays, you know, whether it's the sound weapons or you have to believe that they can use those electromagnetic signals, just like in these, whether it was with the pagers or with the other electronics, that that there is technology that the general public is not aware of. Even down to lasers, and you know, you think the distance a laser can travel and how straight a laser can travel.
Yes, that is crazy.
That you can take something out with.
That is not on the topic for our conspiracy zone today, but
not today. Yes. So, we'll see. I mean, there's obviously going to be further developments that, you know, that. Really, that whole region is on the edge right now.
And it's expanding even into Russia. And I saw Russia and China and Iran all have kind of said, hey, Israel can't do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that everything Israel does is right. I'm saying that there's a connection biblically between the people of Israel. And I know, there's lots of people that say Israel has nothing to do with anything. I disagree with that. I think if you read the Bible and you come out with the conclusion that Israel has nothing to do with anything, you probably need to reread your Bible. Cover to cover there. If you go from cover to cover, you're going to have a really hard time saying Israel has nothing to do with anything. You're going to have a hard time saying that there's no end time scenario that is playing out or looks like it's playing out. Yeah, it's there was apparently just an explosion in Russia today, in the interior of Russia, today and yesterday. I believe there was one yesterday as well. And,
it's kind of wild that Ukraine is now going into, this isn't just defense anymore.
Right.
Ukraine, I mean, I don't know if they're working on overtaking territory or if it's just a taking out weapon sites or
I think it's more the taking out the weapon sites, but Putin was in an interview last week and he said, we know Ukraine does not have the capability to make interior strikes into the heart of Russia. So if that happens, we know it was NATO or those countries that have done it. And which, when he says NATO, he means the United States. So when that happens, he was just saying there will be an escalation and potentially
into a
global. You
have to think, though, that Russia has got to be a little bit weakened right now. As long as they've been fighting this battle, I don't know. I mean, that would be an assumption. That there has to be some, I don't know, are there factories functioning on full tilt? Are there people bought into the war? I don't know what the climate in Russia is like.
With this recent attack, I would assume that they're definitely starting to have to maybe take steps towards the next phase of the war, which they're friends with China. They're friends with
And it
Iran,
does make you think. So, I mean, Russia comes, we think, oh, that's way over there, but Alaska is really right next door to Russia. There's actually ice that freezes over in the winter, and there is like land bridge to Russia. And so it's not that far away. We've had, I think it was within the last few weeks that we detected Russian jets. Now, they did not come into our airspace, but they were in the area of Alaska.
Yeah.
And so Alaska is very reachable by China, by Russia.
Yeah.
And so, we have to keep aware for sure.
Yeah.
I believe of what's going on.
I mean, I think it, the big thing for me, anytime I talk about news, and I know a lot of people don't really want to know what's going on, and it is very disheartening a lot of times. But I think the thing for me that when I look at the news and I see these stories, I know what the Bible says about this stuff, and it is interesting. We were talking earlier about the Feast of Trumpets is coming up, and if you guys, I know maybe not too many have looked into the Feast of Trumpets, but it's a very interesting, we as Christians, we look at Passover, when we understand what Passover is. Mm-hmm. Typically, we
there were feasts, essentially. Yes. Was it seven
There were seven major,
that
yes.
God laid out for the Israelites yeah. to celebrate different events for the Israelites over the course of their history. Well, the Passover right. was the plagues in Egypt,
yeah.
which, you know, the angel of death went through Egypt and passed over the homes with the blood on the doorposts, right. which was symbolic of Christ's death
yeah.
On the cross. And so, the feasts are symbolic.
Yes, so but they all pointed to Christ.
Yes.
And so he did something on the days of the feast. And so a lot of us recognize Passover, like you said, like the Jewish people.
They're celebrating the Passover when
yes. And that was
crucified.
What they did on Passover was to kill a lamb. They sacrificed a lamb. Mm-hmm. And Christ was the sacrifice for us. Mm-hmm. And so we all can make that connection. Mm-hmm. The next day is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Mm-hmm. So on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, they would take a piece of unleavened bread and they would break it and they'd wrap it in a cloth and then they'd hide it somewhere in their house. Mm. And for 3 days, the bread would be hidden in their house. And then on first fruits, they would find that piece of bread. It was like a game the children would play, and they would go and they'd find the piece of bread. And when they found the piece of bread, they would celebrate and have a huge party.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the time, we as Christians know about Feast of or Passover, mm-hmm. but these technically it's God's appointed times. He has mm-hmm. these appointed times, and so he put these times in place, mm-hmm. and he said, so when the real thing comes, mm-hmm. you'll know that that was me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he died on Passover, was buried on unleavened bread, resurrected on first fruits, mm-hmm. then on Pentecost, we know he sent the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
but what did the Jewish people celebrate? Well, they got the law. Mm-hmm. That's when they got the law. Mm-hmm. So they get the law. It's always old covenant, new covenant. Mm-hmm. They did these things because they thought they were making themselves holy and pure, and by doing these things, and Christ was the fulfillment of that.
Mm.
And so when you look at these fall feasts coming up, and I get pretty passionate about this because to me it's very interesting. And mm-hmm. hey, maybe this has nothing to do with anything. I just think that it's very...
it raises your awareness.
Yes, and it should make you awareness. Think to like,
yes.
hey, what is... Think about your salvation. Think about mm-hmm. where you're at with the Lord, because the Feast mm-hmm. of Trumpets is the next feast coming up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always, if you believe in the rapture, and again, none of this is a heaven-hell issue. It mm-hmm. is just a, hey, think it's an interesting thought, but you look at what the Bible talks about with the rapture, and it talks about how it's a day and hour you don't know. It's there's going to be two witnesses left on the earth to proclaim the gospel through the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. When we go to heaven in the rapture, the gates of heaven are going to be open. The books of heaven are going to be open. We're going to celebrate the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to be, you know, it is a marriage feast. So the king is being married. There's a lot of things that the Bible talks about with the Feast of Trumpets, and it talks about there being a blast of the trumpet. And at the last trump, we're gathered together. So it's interesting if you look at what did the Jewish people celebrate? What do they celebrate on the Feast of Trumpets coming up in like 2 weeks? It's like from October 3rd to October 6th. It's the first new moon after the fall equinox. Mm-hmm. So that's coming up here real soon.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Jewish people, it's the feast. They don't know the day or the hour that it begins.
Mm.
So they have two witnesses that will see the moon and when they first see that first sliver of the moon, they go and they tell the priest, and then the priest blows the trumpet, and he blows it 99 times. On the last trump, everybody's gathered together. They celebrate the marriage of the king, the opening of the books of heaven, the opening of the gates of heaven. They celebrate with the marriage supper of the Lamb. They celebrate all these things on the Feast of Trumpets. And it's the day and hour they don't know. So it's just an interesting correlation between that,
yeah.
You know. And so whether or not anything happens, I just say, hey, there's a lot going on in the world right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
So I know I talked a lot there on that.
No, that's good. I think that was very descriptive of things that a lot of – I know Debbie did a study on the feasts at one point, and they are very interesting.
Yeah.
And digging into how the Israelites celebrate them and,
yeah.
like you were saying, how God laid them out with the purpose of pointing to Christ.
Right. Well, and that's in Colossians. We had talked about this earlier in Colossians 2. Paul's saying, hey, there's a lot of, basically he's talking, saying there's a lot of people making you think you need to do these things. It's all about faith, but, and don't let anybody condemn you over a feast or a festival day or a new moon or a Sabbath. There's a lot of people that get condemned over when they celebrate Sabbath. And in that passage, he says, don't let anybody condemn you over these things. Just recognize these are the shadows of things yet to come that are just going to point to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, why would he say these are shadows of things yet to come if Christ had fulfilled? Because a lot of people think that Christ fulfilled everything when he came before.
Right, right.
So then why did Paul say that? So
Yeah, that's valid. And, you know, I think the great thing is, in spite of, you know, the chaos and the just horrible things going on in the world.
Right.
When you know Jesus, when you have a relationship with Jesus, we have a hope.
Right.
And we have joy that is underlying all those things. I mean, we have all the emotions that everybody normally experiences too, but we have an underlying joy and yeah. hope, and we don't have to have fear in those things if you know Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. So
especially when you see all this turmoil going
yeah,
on, you know,
yeah.
like
there's a lot in the world.
Yeah.
And it can create, you know, you look at how many people are treated for anxiety nowadays, like
yeah.
depression, anxiety, all those things. And not that they're not real chemical imbalances
oh, yeah.
and
yeah.
anxiety is a warning sign in our body. That is set off by an event. And so, yeah, there's a lot of people. You can look at the world situations and be like, it could,
yeah.
it can put you on the edge, but we have a hope.
Yeah.
And thank God for that.
Yeah. Cause even with that, in that vein as well, I did meet a finance guy, this weekend, and he was saying he was in finance for 20 years, and he said that the dollar is about to crash, like just completely be done with. He said, and they're just gonna, he's like, I don't even know what to put my money in, like to mm-hmm. sustain it. He said, because it's all gonna go digital. And he said, once it goes digital, they can control everything, which
mm-hmm.
it's interesting because that's kind of what the Bible talks about during the end times, is that there will be a control of everything by one person.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah. But again, you can also let that cause fear and
yeah.
anxiety. And God is not a God of fear
right.
other than fear of the Lord.
Right, right.
We don't have to fear our money. We
no.
don't have to fear.
Yeah.
We should be wise.
Yeah.
We should make good, wise decisions. But that's not something that we have to live in fear.
Yeah,
of,
there's
sure.
nowhere in Scripture where it talks about, hey, you better prepare and you better hold, you know, get a bunch of money stored up and get, cause there's going to come a time.
Right.
There's nowhere in Scripture where it talks about that. So
yeah.
it just talks about being ready for him.
Be
and
a good
so,
steward.
Yep.
Be wise.
Yep.
Be ready. Keep your lamps a burning.
Yep.
Trimmed and burning. That was a song.
I'm it's in my head somewhere back there. It's been a long time.
Well, yeah, that was really good, and I think everyone can benefit from just digging into the Scripture a little bit
yeah.
and just reading about the feasts and just seeing, you know, having an awareness as Christians of what the dates are and or the times, yeah. I should say, because they don't go by the what we use the Gregorian calendar, yeah. and they go by the moon phases.
Well, it's a combination the of the moon calendar. And the sun, and that's yeah. why the you know the like the Muslim calendar simply does the moon.
Oh, okay.
The okay. English calendar or Gregorian calendar simply does the sun. Mm-hmm. The Jewish calendar uses a both of them.
Combination.
Yeah. Gotcha. And I know there's going to be a lot of people. No man knows the day and the hour. Mm-hmm. And that is not what he was saying, by the way. Like if you look at the context of those things, like there's a lot more to it than no man knows. That is one yeah. verse. And then there's three chapters after that that talk about, hey, look for this, watch for this. When you see this, that's when I'm coming. When you see this, look there. So yeah.
I guess I wouldn't disagree that that's the actual meaning. I wonder, I guess, sometimes how does it affect our daily walk?
Yeah.
If we target, you know, are we like them on flight 93?
Yeah.
Where, you know, oh, this right. is the time. This is, you know, we're going down. I got to call my people. I got to make things right. Like, does God have us sort of in that mode? Yeah. Or is it like, you know, there's a window of time that we should raise our antennas and be aware and be proclaiming the gospel. Yep. And yeah.
Yeah. You said about that. It made me think when I did go and speak at the school, I walked in and they were doing a lockdown drill in case there was a shooter. And I just thought, there's no way I'm locking down anything. Like I am ready to go. And so that guy, I think
I will tackle him
for real.
Right.
Like, what?
I think part of it is fight.
Yeah.
I mean, part of the when they go through the what you're supposed to do.
Numero uno for me. Yeah. Not for you kids. Do what your teachers tell you.
Exactly. Yes. There is a movie. The Daily Wire has a movie. It kind of looks interesting about a school shooter, and it's one of the girls that I don't know if it's a teacher that that fights back. And I was interested in. I think you have to rent it through Daily Wire.
Some
or something.
Interesting studies with that too, and like a lot of it is like, I mean,
well, if you go into that and you think, hey, I'm about to get tacked by, you know, if I walk in there with a gun, 1,000 people are going to be running at me and tear me up.
Yeah.
You might have a little different perspective than thinking, oh, I'm just about to go in and just do my will on, you know, a bunch of unarmed people.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
And I like, I do like Israel's method, which, I mean, I get it. No, there's a lot of people that are like, well, there's a lot of teachers I wouldn't want to have a gun. Mm-hmm. They probably shouldn't be teaching our kids if you can't trust them with a gun. But over in Israel, the teachers walk around with ARs,
right?
They just carry machine guns with them, which an AR is not a machine gun, so we don't need to get into that debate. But they walk around with full machine guns, and there's not really any shootings at their schools.
Yeah.
So
you definitely probably have to have some deeper psychological testing for teachers.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're going to arm them.
It would be, there's a lot.
There's some other nuances to that.
I don't
sure.
think that that is like, I'm not saying that that is even the thing
the final
that's going
solution.
To happen here.
Right,
I'm just
right.
saying that, you know, there's different trains of thoughts and
You definitely don't really hear about school shootings in Israel.
Yeah, because
of course they got, you know, rockets flying over into their land, you know. Frequently, more frequently than we could ever imagine. So we're gonna have kind of a big shift of gears here because we've been talking a lot of Bible,
right?
And we're gonna shift from the Bible to P. Diddy.
Oh my goodness!
What in the world? I mean, really, is it surprising?
No, I mean, when you think. You and I have this discussion frequently about, and I say all the time, if you see these that are in high positions and in whether it's government or entertainment, if you think they might be evil, they're like 1,000 times worse than what you think they are. They're horrible.
I saw a meme of, it was like an iceberg, basically.
Yeah.
And the tip of the iceberg that was showing above the water was P. Diddy's face.
Uh-huh.
And the underneath the humongous, massive iceberg, it said Hollywood.
Absolutely.
And I thought, well, that's very telling.
I mean, we've heard this forever. Like, yeah. I tell you, Cat Williams, he went on years ago and talked about there are ones that have come out and said things. You think about Corey Haim is still, he's the one that
he was the Goonies guy, right?
Yeah, and Corey Feldman too, but Feldman's still alive. Corey Haim, I mean, that he said about that years ago. Corey Feldman said about that years ago after Corey Haim died, and you know how he did. But the Corey Feldman, he talked about it and got ostracized from Hollywood. And so all these people were like, there's no way that's not. I mean, and they all knew that it was. All of them knew that it was. And the whole, it's just, it's rotten to the core.
Yeah, you just wonder, I mean, how many people would go down if the truth came out about who P. Diddy's connected to. I mean, again, this was on TikTok, so I don't know the truth of it.
Right. But
according to a TikToker, probably Juan Pablo Skull Crossbones, P. Diddy, apparently when they raided his home, he had 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
I've seen some. I hadn't heard that, but I've seen all these videos.
1,000. I mean, is there any? I mean, maybe back in the 80s, were people using baby oil to tan or something like that? Like, what?
He is not using it to tan.
That is not. I would not think that. I mean, he could probably fill up his pool with it, for Pete's sake. 1,000 I mean, I don't know. I had 6 kids. I don't know if we went through 5 bottles of baby oil
the entire time.
Through all 6 kids.
Right.
And I just don't know. Like, he is guilty.
Have you heard audio?
I have not.
It just sounds vomit worthy.
Ugh.
Yeah.
They raided his house, his houses, mansions. What? That was last year or something like that. They didn't arrest him until just recently.
There's so much. And I mean, it really, like, again, when you think how evil that is, they're way worse. Way worse. I mean, all the stuff, and you look at all those things that you've been told are conspiracy theories. Like, if you don't want to even take the time to just look a little bit and go, hey, that's really odd coincidences that all this stuff that has been being said for years, and now you have things that you go, wait a minute, that. It's sick. It's just sick.
I was I reading something about Justin Bieber?
Yeah,
when he first started.
Yeah.
Into the industry, and P. Diddy would take like these young, new artists and bring them like to stay with him,
right? And, like Michael Jackson did, and like
And then, I mean, even he was saying like, they would come for these parties, and it was just flabbergasting.
Yeah.
So if somebody who's been in an industry like that, and this is years down the road when they're describing it, and they're saying it was extreme.
Right.
It was hard to take in. It was like, how bad was it?
Right.
Like,
and then you see ones that like, they talk about signing their name in blood. They talk about these deals that were made with the devil. They talk about using the blood of children to for their beauty regimes. Like, I just saw where, like, Megan Fox was talking about how, yeah, we do drink blood at times. It's just, but it's for ritual purposes only. And what? It's insane. But
I mean, maybe soon we'll be able to get that. What we were talking about at one, this is a little off topic for a second, but we're going to veer. We're going to veer for a moment. They were doing the engineered, genetically engineered meat.
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Where the actors would donate their cell genetic tissue, essentially.
What
and
was the name of
that? They would create, like, hamburgers out of their... Yeah.
To be fair, I don't think anybody actually donated.
No.
At that point.
Yes. So it was a
startup company.
Proposed company. Yes. I don't think they had actually fought, but the idea.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, let's have a George Clooney burger.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Disgusting.
Exactly. Yeah. I cannot even fathom.
Yeah.
What in the world? People are crazy.
Jesus, just come quickly.
I don't believe all three of these lines, but I often say, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. People are crazy.
People are crazy, and God is great, for sure.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's a country song, though. That's the only reason I say that. It's a quote. All right. Well, yeah. So we'll see what develops there.
Yeah.
Old P. Diddy will probably commit suicide.
Uh-huh.
I did see he's on standard suicide watch right now. Yeah. I feel like he's a little more, I don't know. Epstein, they were like, we can just throw this guy away. Like, he's not really worth anything.
You have heard the conspiracies about Epstein. People seeing him. There's a lot of people.
I just think there's too much incentive for people to have him dead. Like, we don't want you to be alive and just think that you're going to hold this information in.
Yeah.
Like, we can pay off a guard's family to say, hey, shut those cameras down. We've got billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah.
We can give your family $2 million in a way that nobody can figure it out.
Yeah.
Because we know all those routes, and you can shut that camera off for that cell.
Yeah.
And then this guard over here or this inmate, we're going to give your family X number of dollars. You just go in and make sure he doesn't make it out of that cell. I think there's too much incentive for that.
Think about like McAfee. Do you remember what happened with him?
McAfee.
Yeah.
Who's
McAfee? The antivirus guy.
Oh.
You remember what happened with him?
I do not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, you just have these people that know stuff. And so McAfee had there was something where he was being framed by the government for something that he was like, I did not do that. And he said, and I was going to prove that I got, that I was being framed for this because there was some high-ranking political figure that got in trouble and they were like, oh, this is because of him. And so he said, I knew that that was not the case. He said, so I gave free laptops to quite a few staffers in DC. And he said, and yes, they had some software on it that I could see everything that was going on. He said, because I was going to get the information that I didn't care about anything else. He said, I was getting the information that was going to prove that I was not guilty of what they were saying. And he said, and I didn't get a whole lot of that, but he said, I can tell you who the largest drug dealer in DC is. I can tell you, he said, in Congress, like a politician that is the largest drug dealer, the largest child trafficker, the largest, like, and he listed off all this stuff. He did an interview. And I want to say he was dead within like 2 weeks. Mm. And then he said, and I have all this stuff stored in my one of my condos in Florida. Probably shouldn't have said that. You remember that condo that blew up in Florida? You don't remember?
I do not.
guess, take a guess whose condo that was. The whole condo, like, blows up. Yeah. That was where he had all of his stuff. But
there you go.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of the conspiracy zone a little bit.
It was. We did have another topic for the conspiracy zone. If I think we have a few minutes left here. So the Challenger.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 1986, Mr. Lloyd's social studies class.
Yeah.
That's where I was sitting.
I don't remember which one I was in.
So you were fifth grade.
Yeah. I remember fifth grade. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what teacher I had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mr. Lloyd wheeled the TVs in. We tuned in, watched it take off, and then it fatefully exploded. So you have a theory about this.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it is an interesting thing. Just go look up, did the Challenger astronauts die? What happened to the Challenger astronauts? Go look it up.
So you theorize it was potentially an unmanned mission.
Yes. It is interesting because there are, oddly enough, the people with the same names doing the same jobs as what they did prior to. Professors at Yale, business owners, different things that do different things. It is interesting. It's something that I just encourage people to look into. Again, the whole thing with the conspiracy zone is you are being lied to about a whole lot of stuff. It is interesting to open up your eyes and just go, hey, this whole thing with P. Diddy, like, people actually talked about that and we thought there's no way. The thing with Epstein, people talked about there's no way. And just the whole thing is a show. It's all a stage. The world is a stage. Who said that? I know a lot of people say it, but somebody said it the first time.
There was a quote. Yes.
And
for sure.
Yep. Who?
Shakespeare.
The world is a stage.
There
Coming
you go.
Coming in from Lindsay over there.
Or who was it?
It was Debbie. We got to give credit where credit is due.
Credit where credit's due.
I didn't see her sitting over there on the couch.
Agreed. There's a lot of underlying things that we can probably never fully know.
Yeah.
But we do need to keep our eyes on hope, number one.
Yeah.
Awareness and discernment, I would say those are key factors that as Christians we should always have our antennas up.
Right.
We should support those who have certainly been victim to people like those horrible high-profile people who have trafficked children and teenagers. And we do need to have awareness. And as the church, we should be stepping in to support those who've fallen victim in those arenas. So,
yep.
Yeah.
And hey, just keep your eyes on, I mean, if, I don't know. I say keep your eyes on the news and stuff. Just see what's going on in Israel and over in the Middle East. That's people talk about that as the apple of God's eye is Israel. And, us as Christians, but then also Israel. It's his land. He has it actually says that he comes back and he pours out his wrath because of them dividing up his land is the thing. So it's interesting. Just, dig into your Bibles, and
it's been a good week.
It has.
So, some big things going on. Check us out on Facebook. Yep. We are on Facebook. We've been posting some things on there as well, some links to some of the things we talk about. So check us out there and follow us, like our page on there, and interact with us if you see something on one of the stories. We'd like to interact back and forth too.
Yep.
So hope y'all have a great week.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Bye.